Peak Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Last week, I started talking about presidents and their role in affecting oil prices. My overall point is that presidents don't have a lot of control over keeping oil prices down now, so George Bush's presidency and Barack Obama's should not be judged primarily by what happens to oil prices on their watch. Then, I hedged my position. Some might say I undercut it. I listed three ways George W. Bush made oil more scarce, or stoked fears that oil would become more scarce, and so actually did affect oil prices by pushing them upwards. To review, 1. Bush neglected repeated high-volume warnings from the outgoing Clinton administration and his own intelligence service that Al-Qaeda was determined to strike in the U.S. When they did strike on September 11th, people rightly feared that terrorists could and would take out energy supplies. 2. He invaded Iraq, a major oil-producing country, and their production dropped from 2.5 million barrels a day to nothing and has never fully recovered. 3. He started a covert war with Iran, igniting fears that he would bomb that country and shut down its oil production, too. On the other hand, Bush did refuse Israel's request that the U.S. help them bomb Iran last summer, which would have put upward pressure on oil prices when they were at or near record highs. These actions probably would not always have been able to affect oil prices, but in the first years of this century, world oil production approached its peak. From 2005 until the economy went south in the last half of last year, oil producers were pumping full out to meet demand. Anything that reduces oil production, presidential actions, terrorist attacks, or even the mechanical breakdown of a key pipeline, could make prices spike upwards. Now, with demand for oil down, we've seen oil prices dip as much as 75% from their high last summer. Oil inventories are high, and OPEC countries are reducing their production. For the time being, oil prices are not likely to spike. The picture is more worrying 1 to 3 years in the future. Outside of the wealthiest industrial countries, economic growth is projected to continue. With the growth, demand for oil picks up. If, as many petroleum geologists believe, world oil production has already peaked, there's no room for growth in oil production above 2008 levels. And today's credit gridlock, plus low oil prices, have caused some oil projects to be canceled or delayed. Oil production may therefore decline after the peak faster than many people had anticipated. The combination of renewed demand growth and reducing supplies has many people, including the International Energy Agency, looking to 2011 or 2012 for the next great oil price spike. The first federally funded study of peak oil in the U.S. came out in 2005. The researchers concluded that adapting the economy to dwindling oil production without significant economic dislocations would take a crash program starting 20 years before the peak. If that's correct, then we seem to be too late. Nothing that present office holders do can make up in time for the neglect of previous Congresses and presidents in reducing the country's dependence on oil. There's another school of thought about adaptation. Al Gore thinks that the entire U.S. electricity sector can be converted to renewables within 10 years. Now, peak oil is more of a liquid fuel issue than an electricity issue. Moving fast, however, can still be applied to liquid fuels. Some say that World War II-style mobilization to increase oil efficiency and to find substitutes could help the U.S. reduce its oil use faster than oil production declines. Well, if they're right, then I'm wrong. Swift action by everyone could still help keep oil prices down. For that to work, there needs to be strong leadership from the President and Congress, and swift action by individuals and at the local and state level. I guess I can't end as categorically as I began. The U.S. President cannot determine oil prices. His leadership, however, can have quite an effect on what happens to oil prices over the next 4 to 8 years. Still, we're very late for deep cutbacks in oil use, which is the only way I see to keep prices down. And wars or other surprises elsewhere in the globe, completely out of U.S. control, could drive up prices. I'm just saying that expecting Barack Obama to keep oil and gas prices from rising significantly over the next 4 to 8 years may be like expecting him to hold back the tide. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.